Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.
IPCC report leaves no doubt about climate change. Interview with Dipti Bhatnagar, Climate Justice Program Co-Coordinator at Friends of the Earth International. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, released on 9 August 2021 the first part of its sixth assessment report, Climate Change 2021, the Physical Science Basis. The rest of the report will be released over the next few months. Many of the changes observed in the climate are unprecedented in thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of years, and some of the changes already set in motion, such as continued sea level rise, are irreversible over hundreds to thousands of years, warned the experts. Since 1970, global surface temperatures have risen faster than in any other 50-year period in the past 2,000 years. According to these estimates, unless there are immediate, rapid, and large-scale reductions in greenhouse gas emissions, limiting warming to close to 1.5 or even 2 degrees will be beyond reach. Climate change is already affecting every region on Earth in multiple ways. The changes we experience will increase with additional warning, said Pan Bonsai, co-chair of the IPCC Working Group 1. In an interview with Real World Radio, Dipti Bhatnagar, Program Coordinator for Climate Justice and Energy at Friends of the Earth International, said,
"As Friends of the Earth International, the report confirms a lot of the climate science that we already knew. We need very, very urgent, immediate, rapid, large-scale reductions in greenhouse gas emissions if we have any chance to keep warming under 1.5 degrees centigrade temperature rise."
But Dipti believes this is not just about the number 1.5.
We are seeing an increase in droughts and floods. We are seeing an increase in wildfires and people's lives being turned completely upside down. And this is all happening at the current temperature rise of 1.1 degrees. So when we say 1.5, that is the absolute limit. No temperature rise is justifiable. But if we go above 1.5 degrees global temperature rise, it is going to be very catastrophic to some of the poorest and the most vulnerable people in the world. And that, from our perspective, is completely unjust. So we need to demand climate justice, which means we need to stop the temperature rise to be able to stop the climate crisis.
This is not just a matter of temperature. Climate change is bringing multiple different changes in different regions, which will all increase with further warming, state the IPCC. In particular, they make reference to changes to wetness and dryness, to winds, snow and ice, coastal areas and oceans. For example, climate change is affecting rainfall patterns. In high latitudes, precipitation is likely to increase, while it is projected to decrease over large parts of the subtropics. Coastal areas will see continued sea level rise throughout the 21st century, contributing to more frequent and severe coastal flooding in low-lying areas and coastal erosion. Further warming will amplify permafrost thawing and the melting of glaciers and ice sheets. For cities, some aspects of climate change may be amplified, including heat, flooding from heavy precipitation events, and sea level rise in coastal cities. Strong and sustained reductions in emissions of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases would limit climate change, states the report, which has been approved by 195 member governments of the IPCC. While benefits for air quality would come quickly, the report warns that it could take 20 to 30 years to see global temperatures stabilize. The IPCC report is also clear about the human influence that has driven all of these impacts, as well as a global retreat of glaciers and sea level rise that have already occurred.
The way that the climate change has intensified the water cycle, bringing more intense rainfall to some regions and more intense drought to others, the change in rainfall patterns, and of course, all of this affects people on the ground who are growing their own food, who are taking care of themselves. And the injustice of this is really insurmountable. So we've always said the climate crisis is so inherently unjust because it impacts those that didn't create the crisis. It impacts them the most and leaves them with the least amount of resources to be able to deal with the crisis. So that's why we call for an end to dirty energy and to fossil fuel consumption and production and burning, because that is the one big thing that is going to reduce carbon emissions.
Friends of the Earth exposes the countries that continue to extract fossil fuels and the corporations that are financing the destruction of the planet.
At the same time, we need to be really careful of the so-called false solutions. They appear to be solutions, but they're completely false, and they create and deepen other crises. So we're seeing an increase in net zero. We're seeing many countries and corporations talking about their net zero pledges. What they are really trying to do is find an excuse to continue polluting, because they say, don't worry, we will sequester the carbon, we'll pull the carbon out of the air. Whose lands, whose forests are they going to sequester this carbon in? It's going to be our communities in the global south, and they're coming for our lands and our forests. And this is why we really need to oppose this net zero, and we need to call for real zero.
What does real zero mean?
We need to be able to stop the fossil fuel expansion. We need to have a just and feminist transition with the principles of energy democracy, energy sovereignty, energy not as a commodity, but as a human right for all. So the transition must happen with some very important principles. We also need rights for communities, so that the land-based emissions, the industrial agriculture that produces a huge amount of emissions, that needs to be dealt with. And we need to have rights for communities that are taking care of the ecosystems that they are a part of. We need to demand public services. We need to demand that care work is recognized, which means a reorganization of our economy. These are all factors. We need to demand binding rules for corporation, rights for people, and rules for transnational corporations. These are the things that we call real zero. And the IPCC report has given us a good opportunity to remind ourselves that there's no doubt about climate change, and we really need to push at this time to stop dirty energy and fossil fuels, and we need to stop all the false solutions and push for system change instead.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.